Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, John Johnson, and I'm going to talk about, in this episode, I'm going to talk about the relationship stoner. And I'm terming the relationship stoner as someone that just sort of gets into a relationship and really is cosmically not even aware of why they are there. You know, there's lots of reasons why people become involved with someone else. And to illustrate the point, you know that when you come into contact with someone, there's the interaction. You start speaking with them. There's the eye contact. There's reading the body language. There's many layers to this. And you often find that when we choose to get involved with someone, and it is a choice, sometimes you tend to fall into a situation, and then you can decide whether you want to go forward from there. But when you get involved with somebody, you're going to have an experience. And I think for the most part, we like to have a positive experience with whomever we are in their space or they're in our space. There's certainly a purpose for that, a companionship. We are human beings. We don't want to be alone. And with that understanding, we generally try to, at least on those initial meetings, we try to put our best foot forward and we try to be our best selves. And create a situation which would invite somebody to come back. Now, that having been said, there are lots of people who just treat everything as though it's an accident. It's just a happenstance. There's no cause. There's no intent. And I want to give you the opportunity to think about why you are with the people you're with. The friends, the lovers, those situations. Obviously, when it comes to family, you don't get a choice as to who your brothers and sisters are. But I'm talking about the relationships in which you build for something or like to have the opportunity to build for something. And it's the stoners, and I mean that affectionately, they just have no awareness as to what the purpose of a relationship is. And I'm going to give you one of those purposes. It's really to find out a lot about yourself. I've said this before, and when you have, let's say, an opportunity to do grocery shopping, I'm going to pick that because that's something we all need to do. You're with someone. There's sort of this role that we play. You can push the shopping cart and follow the person that is walking along the aisle picking things up off the shelves. You can converse with that person. You can make decisions with that person. Or you could not. And some people tend to just not necessarily push the shopping cart, but they just tend to just ride along and don't really create a purpose for themselves or even the fact that they're in the grocery store. They're just there. If you are that person or you are involved with a person who seems to have that kind of outlook, then I want you to take a look at why that's the case. Because think of your life as a timeline, and it is going towards the direction of when your timeline will stop. If you're just kind of cruising through life, not really taking in the beauty of life, because there is it out there, or trying to figure out your purpose, then why are you doing it? And I ask that in a loving way. Because there is, in this world, there's a lot of sadness. There's a lot of strife. And many of us are looking for something other than that. But you have to be intentional about these things. You have to work on yourself. You have to work on your attitude. And it's not all about appearance. It's not all about the external trappings of having the nicest car, having the nicest clothes, those sort of things. I'm talking about the internal work. You have to work on yourself. In order to be able to be in a relationship with someone else, in order to learn, in order to be to show empathy, to have sympathy, to be able to navigate some of your own stuff, you have to be present. You have to do work on yourself. And relationship stoners don't tend to do that. They tend to just exist. And again, if you're one of those individuals, you have to ask yourself, why are you doing that? Have you checked out in life? What do relationships mean to you? And I think that's a very interesting question, because a lot of people don't realize, as I shared earlier, the purpose of a relationship is also to help you learn something about yourself. Because it's in these interactions that you will learn something about your temperament. Are you short-tempered? Are you an individual that likes to problem solve? Are you a planner? Are you a follower? All of these kind of things. And let's take the example of, if you're a person that's a planner, that means you like to schedule things. You have expectations, and maybe you like to be sure that people have a good time. So you like to work out all the details in advance. That's great. You want to appreciate it for that. If you're a person that's not a planner, maybe you're a person that tends to like to just kind of go with the flow. You want to know that about yourself, so you can declare that, so that the planner person doesn't necessarily get so worked up, because you don't seem to be jumping in and being real enthusiastic. You say, oh, I just want to go with the flow. I want to do whatever you want to do. People that like to give directions and be in charge of stuff tend to like those kind of folks, because it allows them to be in charge. But if you're someone that doesn't like that, then you need to know that about yourself. You need to know why you're agitated, because somebody's always giving you direction, because somebody's always telling you what to do. Or, and I mean, even in a loving way, if you're agitated or irritated about things like that, and you keep reacting out of your stuff, then you got to get a handle on that and really learn how to come to the negotiating table and say, hey, you know, this is how it is for me. And I'm sure you can work that out. But first of all, you have to be aware of it, and you have to be willing to speak to it. Because now it becomes the part about how we negotiate a change that works for both. Because if you don't learn that skill, then that's where the breakdowns in communication happen. That's where the upsets are. And that's where the breakups in the relationships happen. Because there are those who have worked out those details in life. And it's not always the most educated person. It's just about people who have experienced life, who understand what conflict does to relationships, and they pledge themselves to do better. You know, something I've had to learn is how to not take a lot of what I hear as a personal attack. And here's an illustration. On occasion, what I would experience is someone being upset at me for something they perceive that I did. And my automatic response was to be a little upset that they didn't realize that that's not something I did, or to be upset that I wasn't asked, did I do whatever it was they say they think I did? because I kind of felt that, look, I should be asked. And I'll tell you the right, I'll tell you the honest answer. If I did it, I'll own up to it. But if I didn't, I don't want to be accused of something. What I had to come to the realization of is the way that I was approached had less to do with me, and it had everything to do with the person who was asking or who I was getting into a confrontation with. Therefore, I learned to respond in a much gentler way. It became less confrontational, and it gave us both an opportunity to work through something. Now, I found myself doing the same sort of thing, that is, not asking, but making assumptions about the credibility of someone else. And embarrassingly so, having done that, having been the victim of that, I should have known better. But it took a few trips through this and me remembering what I was doing to want to change that and say, I want a different outcome. I want a different experience, because it does affect how people feel. And how people feel in my presence is important to me. And I think we all know what it feels like to be wrongly accused of something. It's fairly hurtful. And if you don't sort of get to represent yourself in these things, you know, you kind of worry about, what's going on in the world. I mean, why are people being so unnice or unkind to me? Well, if people are very short-sighted and they behave in such a way as to not invite conversation, but start out with accusation, and that's a tactic for a lot of people. It's a power move is what I think it is. It's about trying to be assertive and run over the top of someone. Well, I believe you can counter that sort of thing by being real calm and confident in who you are and being willing to jump ahead to, okay, what are the circumstances that created this sort of upset? So I'm going to take a quick break here, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about some of those strategies. Hold on.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we're back. Welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. And I was talking about strategies. My topic was relationship stoners and how they tend to just cruise through relationships. And I've sort of moved the direction of representing yourself in to be not the stoner, to be not someone who is just kind of cruising in a relationship with no direction, no understanding of the impact they have. And I'm talking about dealing now with strategies for difficult people. So in my own experience, what I was sharing earlier had to do with what it was like, number one, to be falsely accused of something and to want to represent myself, and then also the experience of having done that to someone else. But when these things happen, then we need to learn from it. Number one, when something happens to you that's not nice, you got to I think you really need to think about, okay, have I done this to someone else? You know, is this, you know, is this my karma thing happening? And as we learn, as we mature, as we grow forward, oftentimes we're going to encounter someone else. I mean, that's who doesn't have the same skill, who maybe they're still in that space of accusing people of things rather than asking questions. And as I shared, that for some people, that's a tactic of just jumping on someone to just sort of be the bully and get control of them. But I say you can counter that by being calm and asking questions, the type of questions that would allow you to have some critical thinking involved, because that oftentimes is what's missing in a lot of this. And by critical thinking, I mean the kinds of thoughts that say, well, you know, if you give it a few beats, if you really think about this, some of the things that people say when they accuse you of stuff makes absolutely no sense. None. Absolutely none. So where's the critical thinking in that? There isn't any. And quite often, when you're dealing with bullies, people that are real impulsive, I like to say, they lack a lot of critical thinking, because given the opportunity to do a little forethought, a little investigating, a lot of this stuff wouldn't exist. But what I'm saying to you as a person who's being, I'll use the word attacked in such a way, being calm, is it gives you an opportunity to listen. And also, it may help you to know that the person who is on the attack generally has the issue, not you. They have the issue. That's why they are in the position that they're in, either being upset or coming and chasing you down and wanting to make causes or make claims about something that doesn't exist. And why is that important? Because especially when you're innocent, I know it's hard to sit there and listen to someone, but what I'm talking about also is part of a de-escalation technique. And sometimes it helps to win people over this way. And when you're taking the approach that you're going to react calmly and rationally, and I know it can be very difficult, and you may not do this right every time. It takes a lot of practice to do this, because when you have repeated attempts or opportunities to be in confrontation, you can practice this stuff all the time. And by confrontation, I mean, you know, dealing with upset people. Like if you're a customer service rep or somebody that deals with customer complaints. And I believe in taking breaks, because a lot of the stuff that people say can really get on your nerves. I mean, really. So you learn you have to get up and take a walk and kind of shake it off and come back. But most importantly, learn not to take it personal. But I think it's fair to have the expectation that when you are in the place of trying to de-escalate, actually say that. Say, look, I'm trying to de-escalate this thing here because I'm really trying to get down to the nuts and bolts. I think it's perfectly reasonable to say that, because it puts the other person on notice that, look, we're not trying to be defensive. We're not trying to attack you in return. We're trying to problem solve. And I think that's great. So understanding that, it's also significant that you apply that very type of thing in your relationships with everyone. Yeah, it's great. It's love. It's peaceful. But I think what it does is it really elevates you as a human being. It shows your leadership ability. It shows your quality, your design to want to have fairness, and also that you want to be respected, and that you're perfectly willing to give that. Because based on your reaction, you're trying to show courtesy and respect. And I think it is always appropriate to show courtesy and respect. Civility is always in style. I believe that. Civility is always in style. And by being that person, what I have seen in terms of examples, I've seen some very impressive examples, and one of which, and it surprises me from time to time, But I love it when I see it, and I try to borrow something in the way of the de-escalation part of it. But it's to see someone who you don't expect to be very kind and rational in a situation and to de-escalate it. So I'm going to give you an example of something that I've actually watched this happen. And one wouldn't know in the beginning what the origins of the situation were, because it's just you see two people just, or you see one person really going at it and the other person is sort of, you know, trying to take it in and really get to the heart of the matter. Well, what ultimately happened in this story? Again, what ultimately happened was, it was a friend of mine. He was at a sports bar, and they were watching a presentation on the big screen. There were a lot of people around, and apparently one of the individuals had had a little bit too much to drink, and this is something that's probably pretty typical of somebody who's used to drinking and not really being aware of themselves. And he walked up to my friend, and I he had an attitude. Not quite exactly sure why, but I will absolutely vouch for my friend. He's not a confrontational kind of guy. He basically just sat there and really tried to get to the bottom of what the fellow was upset about. And as it were, and again, this is a true story, as it were, the guy himself just had too much to drink, and anybody in his space would have been a target. But what he did not realize, and what I'm going to emphasize here, is my friend de-escalated the situation. But what this bully did not realize is that my friend actually was a fourth degree black belt and had a school where he taught martial arts. And it wasn't very far from where this encounter had happened. Now, my friend had another buddy who was there with him while they were watching a sports event. And he let the guy know. He says, look, you don't realize that you just avoided a train wreck, because the guy that you were just popping off to owns that martial arts school around the corner. Now, there's absolutely no question that my friend could have mopped him up, as we say. You know, that's an illustration. Now, I would expect nothing less than, because I know a lot of people who are into martial arts, and really their main focus is about de-escalating, because they absolutely know that they can take on they train for it. That literally, they train for situations like that. So they absolutely know that they can take on an attacker or a bully. But what my friend did, his name is Mike, what he did is basically de-escalated it. And he offered to buy the guy a soda. Tried to sit him down. Says, "Hey, you know, just get you something else. You know, get buy you something to eat." And I think that's a wonderful story. And we can all live into an example like that. I mean, I've certainly have had situations where people were surprised at how I reacted to them, because they've literally come up to me and says, "You know, I'm sorry I approached you that way, because obviously I was in the wrong." And, you know, it sort of feels validating to be acknowledged for trying to de-escalate something as opposed to pushing back. And I know in the case of some people, pushing back is probably an appropriate response, at least to get somebody to back off so that this thing can kind of take a different trajectory. But in my example of my karate friend, it was more important to not have something come to blows. It was really important to really work on the de-escalating thing. But if you're someone who experiences yourself as being somebody who might be picked on a little more than, you know, other folks, again, knowing how that is not your fault. But sometimes you do need to call attention to the fact of what's going on. That's a little bit different. That's a little bit different of the situation. But still, it's, you know, how we learn about ourselves, and we learn how to handle certain situations like that. And I think we, as human beings, can be successful. So it's not about that the bullies get to rule the world, because we obviously don't want them to do that. You know, they're making it a mess for all the rest of us. But it's about you owning your own power and not letting somebody steal it from you. So I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Episode, I've been talking about the relationship stoner, the one that just sort of meanders into a relationship. They're not really sure why they're there. They have no reason to want to connect with themselves and understanding the impact of what they're doing, and to help you recognize those kinds of individuals and dealing with things that sort of come with these people. They sometimes are bullies. Sometimes you need to learn how to de-escalate confrontations with these sorts of individuals, and to give yourself a pat on the back for dealing with that. So if you have been involved with a relationship stoner, or if you are one of these people, number one, if you've been involved with them, give yourself a pat on the back for surviving it. And I hope some of the things that I've talked about will help you deal with the kinds of people that are sort of toxic in terms of relationships. And if you're a relationship stoner, I hope you recognize yourself and are willing to change your ways, especially when it comes to dealing with confrontations. You know, it is never something that one necessarily sees themselves as being a bad person when you feel upset about something and you want to tell someone. I think it's important how you message to people what you're feeling, because quite often your first impulse is that it's impulsive. And when you want to discuss something important, I think it's important to do some critical thinking. You need to be rational, because there are a lot of things that you could accuse someone of, and I'm talking to the relationship stoner person now. There are a lot of things that you can accuse someone of that just, when you think about it in the big picture, it's not even reasonable. And wouldn't you rather save yourself the embarrassment of saying something really stupid and silly that just has no basis points in reasonable or rationalization, than to let it get out there how nuts you are, and then for people to know that about you? So, you know, give yourself the opportunity to pull this thing back before you make a spectacle of yourself. And hopefully you will learn that there are much better ways to deal with confrontation, deal with problems. And I think we all feel better about ourselves when, you've experienced some time in your life when you caught yourself before you said or did something that would have made a real big mess. And that should tell you that you're not perfect. And I don't think I, as a human being, I'm not expecting you to be perfect, but I am expecting you to be more rational, more responsible. Because experiences in life give you that opportunity to see it. And that's the beauty of it. You can improve how you respond to situations like that. So it's a cognitive thing. So give yourself the benefit of the doubt that you are capable of doing it, and then make it happen. Thank you for listening. I'm John Johnson, and this is the Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast. And until next time.